We've got about 3 months of demonstration services where we're taking the trains out and going for test drives with them. So we are looking to get some of our employees and employers involved with doing and being a part of the demonstration services. I know there's a lot of people that want to see it and ride it. And that helps our operators too. So by the beginning of next year, we should be running trains up and down the corridor, which will give our residents 3 months to say, oh, it's here. It's, you know, I'd like to try that. So those are some of the incentives that we're working with. We're working with some companies to actually provide our Sun cards in retail outlets to the convenience factor. So you can go into a 7-Eleven as you're buying gas or go into a CVS and actually purchase a Sun card. Once you leave that store, it's live. It's ready to go. So that when you go to a station, you just tap on and get on the train. We're also working with Wi-Fi providers so that when our customers get on the trains, they can sit there and look at the internet, work, whatever they need to do. We're also redesigning our website to do a consumer website so that if you're at a meeting downtown, you can actually go to our website and see where the trains are so that you can see, okay, my train is on time, and you can see exactly where it is. So we're trying to make it as convenient as possible for our customers.
John, I want to ask you, do you get the sense that SunRail is going to have a significant impact on how many people are using Lynx as well? I mean, if those two services are integrated fairly seamlessly, are you going to get a lot more people riding your buses?
I think, number one, there hasn't been a rail project in the last decade, if not two, that haven't absolutely blown through their ridership estimates. And I have the same expectation of SunRail. The folks have to be conservative in order to meet their financial models, but oftentimes we see the excitement and use really gets the community energized, and the usage of that rail system is even higher than anyone ever expected. Now, that being said, Lynx moves about 95,000 people a day in our system. While we expect great ridership from SunRail, we have the capacity in our service currently, and the additional service that we're working with FDOT to handle that increase.
And talking about the last mile too, I mean, I know that there's talk of maybe bringing in some bike share and also talking about the needs of pedestrians in that last mile scenario. How do you at Lynx work in with things like bicycle and pedestrian?
Well, our goal at Lynx is really to be seen as a mobility manager for Central Florida. When you think about, just think of the Lynx Central Station where SunRail will be served. At that, you will have access to rail service through SunRail, our limo bus rapid transit service, which will serve that area, our regular fixed route service. All of our vehicles have access, bicycle access to it. And all transit riders at some point start or end their trip as a pedestrian. I think also when we're looking at it from the holistic standpoint, there is a segment of the SunRail system that seems to be overlooked. And that's those big parking lots that SunRail is constructing at each of those stations. The vast majority of people will begin that trip as a car commuter from home to the station, get on the rail, and then we're looking at making sure we provide that last mile connection. And so when you look at it, we're really integrating through SunRail and the services that Lynx are providing an absolute cafeteria-style menu of service options. You can begin in a car and end as a pedestrian and go vice versa. You start as a pedestrian on the reverse trip, get on either a Lynx van pool, a neighborhood link, a BRT, or fixed route service, transfer to rail service, and end potentially in your car. And so we're providing options along with FDOT and through SunRail to every mode of transit out there.
Do you think you might see some Central Floridians ditching their car altogether?
I hope so.